everyone. This is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. After that, hop on over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Thanks for your support, and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 4, A Game of Thorns, written by Anna Adamy, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside, also starring Jenny Hawley, Brendan McGarry, David Senator, Darlene Spencer, and Molly Wade.
This is an automated voice message system. You've reached
McKenna Thorne.
At the tone, please record your message.
McKenna, it's Thomas. I just left the florist. Small selection. They told me lilies are traditional, but I couldn't remember. Wasn't Mom allergic to lilies? Not that it matters now, but still, seems wrong somehow. I'm meeting with a journalist at noon, for the obituary, at that 24-hour diner off 3rd Street, if you want to swing by. We could use your input. And we'll have to figure out what to do about the flowers. Call me back. Bye.
To access your voicemail, please dial your 6-digit passcode. You have no new messages. To replay an old message, press 1, 2...
Hi, Thomas. It's your mother. Haven't talked to you since last week, so I thought I'd give you a call.
I'm driving home from work. Your father is making a pot roast. Nothing much to report. My new supervisor stopped doubting my abilities, so that's promising. McKenna is, well, you know how she is. Your father's good. Joe Needleman, I don't know if you ever met Joe. Old friend of Aunt Claire's, writer for the Conley Times. Anyway, Joe can't stop raving about your father's set design. Says it's the best he's seen from the community theater in years. Front page feature of Midsummer Night's Dream thanks to him. I'll send you a clipping. We miss you.
I'll stop blabbing. Call me back if you have time. I'll talk to you later. Love you.
Message deleted.
Oh, shit.
Where the hell is McKenna?
McKenna is inaccessible, Thomas. Have you not learned as much by now? For all your charm and moxie, I'm afraid you can be easily tricked by the world you want to see. The world as it is rarely cooperates with your fantasies. McKenna, McKenna, who are you looking for? Or a more apt question, who is looking for you? Well, don't be afraid.
Is anyone home?
Then again, maybe do.
Of course no one's home. What the hell? Who's there? Damn it, dog, you scared me. When was the last time someone fed you? I forgot about you, to be honest. Oh, don't look at me like that. It's not like we were friends. Let's go sit. Do you want to sit? Come on, animal. We can have a Saturday feature, you and me. What do you say? You don't speak. Also, you don't care. My perfect companion.
Memorial Hospital. Today, our first baby was born, a baby girl. Smile for the camera, honey.
Don't point that thing at me.
But you're glowing.
I'm not glowing, I'm sweating. There's a difference.
I think you're beautiful.
I think a tiny body just ripped through my vaginal canal.
You were magnificent.
Could you pass me my water?
This is a nice room, with the wood. For a hospital room, that's pretty nice. Makes it homey.
Mr. and Mrs. Thorne, you have a very special baby here.
Thank you, I can take her.
Gentle with the head. Yes, just like that.
I'll buzz you if we need anything.
Do you have any straws for her water?
I don't need a straw.
Just in case.
Really, I'm fine. Ignore him. We'll buzz you if we need anything else.
She'll need to feed soon. It's likely she has a large appetite.
Stop crying.
I'll leave you be. Congratulations. She really is quite special.
Thank you.
Look at her little hands. What's wrong?
Her eyes are wrong.
Her eyes are fine.
They're dark.
They're blue. I read about this in that parenting book, All Babies Are Born with Blue Eyes.
Enough with the camera, Rob. Please.
Just one at a higher angle.
She's still crying.
She's overwhelmed. She'll quiet down. This is the first time she's seen our world.
Everyone said this moment would feel magical.
Let me get you some more water.
Just turn the TV off. There's too much noise.
It doesn't have to feel the same for us.
What are you talking about?
You said this should feel magical.
Forget I said it. I'm tired is all.
Who said that anyway?
Don't worry about it.
Magic is all fairy tales, not real life. And fairy tales? Well, just take the Brothers Grimm. I mean, those stories are pretty fucked up if you...
Rob.
She's a baby, she won't understand.
You're filming.
The less magical, the better, is what I was getting at.
It doesn't matter either way. When is your mother visiting?
Not till this afternoon.
Would you like to hold her?
At the tone, please record your message.
McKenna, you need to answer your phone. I'm at the funeral home. What do you think? Receiving line or no? I feel like this is something you should have an opinion on.
How does 16 feel?
About the same.
Is that a beard?
Dad, stop.
Yep, right there.
You'll get cake on the floor.
Ah, come on.
Oh, my mistake. Just icing on peach fuzz.
Don't let the dog eat it. That's chocolate.
I'll clean it.
Happy birthday, Thomas.
Thanks, Mom.
You make us very proud.
Close up on the birthday boy.
Oh, don't.
Is that a blush I see? Tell us, Thomas. Are you embarrassed of your parents?
When you wear socks with sandals, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Don't be fooled. He has to love us.
Well, I don't have to love you.
Oh? Okay. Well, in that case, we'll go ahead and take back these presents. Did you hear that, Paige? Thomas doesn't love us.
I didn't say that.
He must not love getting a ride to school in the morning. We better let him walk from now.
I have friends.
We won't be going to your football games, of course. Absolutely no cheering or supportive chanting.
Are you saying I'm required to love you because you love me?
Who said we love you?
Of course we love you.
Oh no, we are biologically bound to you. There's a difference.
Well, I guess we can cancel that fishing trip then.
Good. I was dreading it.
And I'll start going out with friends on Fridays. You probably don't like movie nights anyway.
Hate them. Bane of my existence.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, honestly, I should confess something. I'm sure you won't care, seeing as you only pretend to love me out of obligation.
What's this about?
Just that I'm failing all my classes.
I thought you were being serious.
There will be repercussions.
I also got a girl pregnant.
We talked about this, Thomas.
And I killed a man.
You wouldn't have it in you.
It's only a crime if you get caught.
Fine. You win.
Ha ha!
We love you.
Are we out of napkins?
There are more in the pantry.
I can grab them.
Where's McKenna? Have you gotten a hold of her?
Would you help me with this?
Yep, here.
You'll have to put the camera down.
Oops, forgot I was holding it.
At the tone, please record your message.
McKenna, call me back. Please? I'm starting to worry.
Tell the camera where we are, McKenna.
Why?
Come on, humor your father.
Why do you always do this? It's awkward.
It's only awkward if you make it awkward.
No, Dad, you make it awkward.
Let's go on that ride that goes upside down.
I don't know if you're old enough yet for that one.
Can we check at least?
It's up to your sister.
It's hot. I'm getting sunburnt.
Are you scared?
I'm not scared. Why do you think I'm scared?
Why don't you want to go?
I never said that.
Do you want to go or not?
I'll go, just don't throw up on me.
What the hell was that?
We'll wait for you at the exit.
Dog, where are you? Did you hear something? Let me mute. Jesus, Thomas. Why do you have to bang on the door like that?
Thought I lost my key.
Could you maybe not do that again?
I've been trying to reach you all day. I've had to... That's videos. What year are you on?
There they are.
We should reapply sunscreen soon.
Look at him. He's chatting it up with some lady. She has a fanny pack. I respect that.
So much for don't talk to strangers.
Amazing, isn't it?
What?
He could befriend a serial killer.
Robert, why? Why would you say that?
I just mean he could run into the nastiest people and then boom, they'd be sharing ice cream cones or tea and crumpets. Something precious, and they carry on like old friends and come out changed people. New humanitarians or something.
Nice to meet you, Francine.
You're dramatic.
But I'm right. Am I not right?
Mom, you would love it. Can we go again?
Your father's hungry. I think our next stop is food.
Do they have nachos?
We'll see if they have some. Got your hat?
Yeah.
All right, let's get moving.
It almost fell off on the ride. I forgot to take it off, and when we went around the upside down part, it almost fell off.
Right. This was the year I got lost at an amusement park.
Check out that horse.
That's a pony. Where's McKenna?
I thought she was with us. She was right behind me. Thomas, where's your sister?
Don't ask me.
You were with her last.
I don't know. I was talking to Francine.
She always does this. Every time. It's like she enjoys making our lives difficult.
She must have gotten lost.
Or she ran away.
Maybe she just went to the bathroom.
Should we go back to the exit and see if she's there? She could be there, maybe. She could be there looking for us.
I don't think she's at the exit. I can see it from here. Look, I'll zoom in.
You'd think she'd consider how her actions affect the rest of us.
Getting angry isn't going to help anything.
I'm not angry. I'm just upset.
Please don't raise your voice.
Is McKenna going to get kidnapped?
Do you still have that map?
No, honey. She's going to be just fine. In my purse.
I really thought she was right behind me.
Front pocket.
This is practically clip art. Nothing is to scale.
What are you looking for?
Security.
Let's just ask someone.
Could you hold this?
Oh, Thomas, don't worry.
What if someone bad takes her?
We'll find her. No one's going to take her.
Here, I can hold it now.
What great times we had.
That one was a bad example.
I'm not really in any of them.
Well, you weren't really present.
I lived in the same house and was forced onto the same excursions.
You know what I mean. Even when you were around, you weren't really present.
Yeah.
How have you been sleeping?
I haven't.
I keep having nightmares.
Dogs?
Yeah.
Me too. Sam thinks I did it.
What?
She thinks I killed them.
Why would you think that? McKenna, Sam's known you for years. There's no way she'd think—
She looks at me weird.
You're being paranoid.
Don't tell me what I'm doing.
Sorry, I didn't mean—
I'm not being paranoid.
Okay.
I need an aspirin.
How many of these have you watched?
I don't know.
When Mimi died was the first time I thought about it.
Thought about what?
Like, realized Mom and Dad would die.
Oh.
I saw Dad this one time, after Mimi passed. Some documentary was on PBS, and you know how they'd watch those together on the phone? Well, he picked up the phone to call her, but this was after she died, and I watched him realize that. So he put the phone back down. It was like he was moving in slow motion. He turned off the TV and walked into the kitchen and started blasting some rock music, Led Zeppelin, I think. I don't think he left the kitchen the rest of the day. He baked like 40 trays of muffins.
That's why he did that?
Yeah.
There were muffins on every flat surface.
Yeah. Coping mechanism or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
I never thought they'd be, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird. No one knows how to talk about it.
What do you mean?
Sorry for your loss feels pretty loaded.
That's why I'm avoiding people.
Sounds nice.
Conley is a boring suburb. Nothing weird happens here. So what, out of nowhere, this random violent thing?
I don't know, McKenna. I really don't know.
Did they have some secret underground life we didn't know about?
Mom and Dad? No. Well, they had the monster truck phase, but we knew about that.
I think we're talking about different people.
No, yeah, they did.
Well, I did not know that.
If Mom and Dad were a target, do you think... Well, I mean, what about us?
What do you mean?
What if they... Whoever... What if they come for us next? Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
No, you didn't.
You're pale. We're probably fine. I mean, we should be aware of our surroundings, I guess. But to an extent, there's nothing we can really do.
Dog returns.
Come here, boy.
I thought it was a girl.
Good boy, Murphy.
Nice to see he likes you.
Funeral's tomorrow.
God.
There will be questions.
I have no answers.
It'll be over soon.
Want a drink?
I should get to bed. I still need to pick up my suit from the dry cleaners. And I want to get to St. Patrick's early. Make sure the flowers are right and all.
Do you need, help?
Everything should be ready, so I think I'm good. Figured you might like to sleep in and we can just meet there. Service starts at 9.
So 10.
Ah, nice catch.
Rude of you.
Well, if you weren't always late...
You get out of here. I'm sick of you.
I'm going. Hey.
What?
Thanks for... I don't know.
I didn't do anything.
I just meant...
You don't have to thank me for being your sister.
Yeah, but still.
Good night, Thomas.
No lilies. Roses, chrysanthemums, white flowers, and black clothes. At the top of the aisle, our golden boy in his best suit. He stands between two bodies, two caskets, alone.
Hi, Thomas.
Nissa, Alfie, hey. Thanks for coming.
Where's Mac?
She should be here soon.
Well, if she arrived on time, it would have to be an evil imposter who only looked like Mac.
Not inaccurate. She has never once arrived to an event or clocked in on time.
We usually tell her to be there an hour earlier than things actually start.
I tried that. She has deciphered our ingenious code.
Maybe reverse psychology. Tell her it starts later. I mean, she wouldn't actually skip her own parents.
Not now, Alfie.
I'm just talking about Mac.
You have a very large blind spot.
Could you stop talking in riddles for like 2 seconds?
Hey.
Oh, right.
Hey, Sam.
We're gonna go find seats. Sorry for your loss, Thomas. When you see Mac, let her know we're here.
Good to see you, detective lady.
I'm glad you made it.
I thought I was running late. McKenna isn't here?
She does this.
Is she okay?
She shows up late to things, especially important things, or avoids them.
Surely she wouldn't avoid...
I mean, I'd hope she wouldn't.
Yeah.
You look nice.
I own all of 2 dresses. This is one of them.
Well, it looks nice.
Thank you. You're fidgety.
Should I start the funeral without her? I'd feel bad, but we're running so late already.
Give her 5 more minutes.
Yeah, that's good. Good idea. Now, there are still seats up front if you want to find a spot. Billy and Gannon are here.
I forgot they existed.
They live in the city now. It was nice of them to come. Gannon's working some sales job, and Billy's in real estate, I think.
Oh, God. Remember Junior Homecoming?
Yikes. Was that the year with the lake?
No, the Waffle House.
Oh, yeah. And Billy climbed onto the table.
Yes.
No, that wasn't the Waffle House.
It for sure was. We ordered so many hash browns.
Yeah. No, but that was IHOP. The booths were blue.
Wherever it was. The entire establishment was lucky enough to witness Billy Silverman's cross-faded rendition of Single Ladies.
Yeah, wow. And he did the dance, didn't he?
Yes. From small town stardom to big city real estate.
And do you have the time?
10:25.
Damn it, McKenna, where are you? I hope she's okay.
I'm gonna find a seat. I drove a cruiser to escort the procession. Funeral home put in a request for an officer, but I wanted to do this myself.
Thank you.
I'll be up front. Let me know if you need anything. And these flowers are lovely.
Ah, formal adieu to the first two slaughtered in this tale. Time passes, caskets move, yet the air pulses with an aching absence, a peculiar lack. Heads turn, mourners whisper. Where is the beloved daughter of the recently deceased? Where is our own McKenna Thorne?
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design and score by Katie Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.